You're listening to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner, devoted to helping you become a soul on fire.
Hey, welcome to episode 40, The Danger of Letting Others Decide Your Life for You. What a mouthful. But I've seen a trend recently. In fact, just this week, several people had this situation pop up. Here's what I mean. There was a lady, let's just call her Beth, okay? And Beth filled out a fantastic application to join our author program. I mean, it was great. It was tremendous. So not only was I impressed with the application, but then I interviewed her. And again, fantastic. And so I said, Beth, you know, we only have a few slots for this program, but you seem to be just the person we're looking for. Your goals are fantastic. Your book is fantastic. We'd love to have you be in the program. And she responded back, you know, I'm thrilled. And then we waited and there was nothing. And then not too many days later, when we didn't hear anything, because these spots go fast, and we reached back to her and said, Beth, we can't hold this anymore. And she said, Carrie, I am so stressed. I just don't know what I'm supposed to do. And I thought, what do you mean? You know, this is what I'm thinking to myself. What do you mean you don't know what to do? I mean, you jumped forward, you wanted to do a book, you feel, again, she told us this was her passion, her dream, and she said, I just don't know what I should do. I am so stressed. So we got on the phone, and, you know, I love to serve people, love to help people, so I just listened. And she said, Carrie, by the way, she's an educator. I asked my elementary kids all day today what I should do, because I know today's my last day. And I thought to myself, you asked your elementary school kids what you should do. Now, again, I have elementary school kids myself. I love them. They're fantastic. I have a third grader and a second grader. I am not asking my second and third grader what I should do with my life. I'm sorry, but they're fantastic kids. We definitely value them. But I am not asking that seven and 9 year old what I should do with my life. And I thought to myself, this is crazy, and yet it's so common. You know, from an outside perspective, we can say, oh, you know, Beth, that's so weird that Beth does that. Well, you know what? It happens to a lot of us. A lot of us are saying, I absolutely know what I think I should do. I feel it. This is my passion. This is my purpose. This is my gut. This is my intuition. I mean, whatever you want to say. But then we let others decide our life for us. Now, folks, I'm sorry, but I just had to do a podcast on this topic because it's just bugging me. You know, if it would have been that one thing, I would have said fine. But again, a lot of times this podcast is me, you and I just having a chat, and we're just being straight up, no filters, just honest. Because if you were one of my coaching clients and you were listening to this, we were chatting, you know, in a session, I would in truth lay into you. I would speak the truth in love. So here, this other situation happens this week. You know, I spoke last Friday at a fantastic group, awesome people, entrepreneurs. They are on fire. It was awesome. We spoke about how to add 10 hours to your life every week for the rest of your life. If you haven't heard that, you're definitely welcome to. That is really the genesis of that happened in episode 28. And then I turned it into a talk, and now I speak that talk, kind of a refined talk, to entrepreneurs often. But here's the deal. I gave that talk, loved the people, we had a fantastic time, really in depth. In fact, two of my students, I had a contest and I said, look, whoever does this exercise where they have to basically show how they're saving 10 hours a week every week. And I had a contest and I said the three top people will be able to speak on stage and I'll let them do that. I'd love to let them do that. I love to edify them. And we had so many applicants that I had to choose five, and five people spoke. But anyways, here's the point. It was a perfect morning. Loved it. Tons of value. And then I end with a question. I basically say, are you happy with the results you're getting in your life? And by the way, that's a great question to end with. If you are a speaker, if you are a content creator, if you are just a personal growth person, whatever. When you're speaking to a group of people, that's a fantastic question to end with. Are you 100% content with the results you're getting in your life? If they say yes, they're either A, telling the truth and you can't help them anyway, B, they're lying and they don't want help. Or C, they're going to tell the truth and they're going to say, no, I'm not 100% happy. And a lot of times when I speak at the very end, I give an invitation and I tell people way in the beginning, I say, look, this is kind of like the tip of the iceberg this morning. I'm going to give you my absolute best. And at the very end, if you love this content, I'll share a way that we might work together in a more formal arrangement. Fair enough. That was one of my mentors taught me that. And it works very well because no one feels like, there's this pitch going on. You're just showing up, filled up, giving 110% value. If people love it, great. They know there's an invitation coming. If people don't love it, that's fantastic. But anyways, I close with this. Are you 100% satisfied with the results you're getting in your life? And if they say yes, again, that's cool. If they say no, then I say, then just be aware that if you don't choose to work with me, you are also making a decision to keep the exact results you're getting in your life currently. So either way, it's a decision. You see, this is very important for people to realize because a lot of times people think, oh, my life is going great, and if I choose to work with you, then I have to make a decision. No. If your life's not going great and you choose not to work with me or another coach or something like that, you're choosing to keep the exact same results that you're currently experiencing. In other words, it's not like something changes. If you want different results, you need a change in your design, i.e., if you want different results with your weight, you can't just keep doing the same thing that you're doing because nothing changes. In other words, if you're at a certain weight and you're not happy with those results, if you continue to eat the same way and you continue the same lack of exercise plan, your weight's not changing. It's the same thing with personal growth and transformation. If you're not excited about your current results, then continuing to do the same things but expecting a different life is complete insanity, as we know. So I gave that invitation. I said, either way, you are making a decision today. And again, no pressure. It's all cool. I'm not, a jerk about anything, but I'm passionate. And I want people to realize, like, this is what I dedicated my life to, igniting souls. Well, sure enough, one person says that they are not happy with the results and that they should make a decision that day to choose to work with me. Fantastic. So this person comes up to me after. Let's call this person Greg. Greg comes up after and says, Carrie, I love the content today. And by the way, I've been coming for the last 4 months and we give it free. Okay, this is a monthly gathering. We call it the Igniting Souls Fellowship. So it's cool. I'm all about abundance. I knew Greg was struggling. I know this for a fact. He told me this multiple times. He's now in a session. He knows the content will help him. He knows the process will mature him. So I'm waiting for kind of like Greg's sheet that's completed. and he's going to give it to me and be enrolled in the program. But instead, here's what Greg says. I so need this program, Carrie, but I'm going to check with my boss because I think I can get it as a write-off. Now I'm thinking to myself, okay, this is crazy. First of all, this entry-level program is not that expensive. It really isn't. We've made it very affordable. This is an entry-level program. Secondly, Greg's been coming for about 6 months. Thirdly, Greg's not happy with the result he has in his life. Fourthly, he knows that our program will work. Fifthly, we guarantee it with a 30-day money back. I mean, folks, I am just sitting here thinking, what's going on? And so he says, no, Carrie, I really need to check with my boss to see if they'll pay for it. But either way, I'm going to join. And I'm thinking, okay, so I just can't be quiet. I say, Greg, so you're telling me that you know you need to join. You're going to join regardless. By the way, I gave them $100 off code for that day. Here's your $100 off code, Greg. Oh, yeah, thanks. But you know what? I just need to check with my boss first and just see. Now, folks, please listen. This is going to be a short podcast episode today, but please do not be like Greg or Beth, who says in huge shouts, here's what they're saying. I am letting others decide the destination of my life. I'm letting an elementary class or I'm letting my boss decide what my life will be like. Now, folks, I used to live my life like that. I mean, you've heard some of my story. I get it. The honest truth is, yeah, that's how I used to live my life. You know, I need to check with my boss. I need to check with, you know, whoever. I need to check with, you know, my parents. I need to check with my loved ones. Look, I get it. I'm married, so I check with my wife plenty of times, okay? I get it. But that's a different relationship. That's a one-flesh relationship. That's the person that I chose to marry. And you know what? I do go to Kelly and I say, you know what, honey, I think this is real. What I really need to do. This is what's burning inside me. What are your thoughts? And I do listen. I'm a good husband, hopefully. I do listen. Put it this way. I'm a smart husband that I ask my wife. But folks, you know, my heart breaks for people who are waiting for their big break. They know the path. The path has been given to them. These are the same people who say, God, please show me a sign. God, please tell me. God, please make it clear. And I'm thinking, folks, we're talking. You've been praying about doing a book for 6 years. Here I'm on a path. Here you're in an application. Here you're a finalist. Here you're given a spot. And here you're doing a survey with your elementary kids about what your life should be like. That breaks my heart, folks, and here's why. Many times we do this because we have learned that we shouldn't trust our guts. We have been conditioned to that. We have been conditioned to say, you know what, I don't know. I don't know anything. I don't know anything about my life. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. I am ignorant. I am unaware. I am unintelligent. And so I'm going to go take surveys from what everyone else thinks out there. I'm going to crowdsource my life. Ouch. Now there's something. Oh my gosh, I might have to buy a domain name after this episode. Crowdsourceyourlife.com. Don't crowdsourceyourlife.com. Something like that. I think we're going to have to buy that one today, live. Okay, so if you're listening to this podcast and that's already taken, you know that I went out and bought it. Okay, because here's what I mean by this. I mean that so many people are crowdsourcing their life. And folks, my favorite book talks about this. It talks about how we each must give an account to what has been granted to us. We are not owners of our lives. We are stewards of our lives. We are a steward or stewardess that has been entrusted to us, and we must give an account. And trust me, when you stand before the creator of the universe, he's not going to say, you know, what did those fifth graders talk to you about? What was their survey today? He's not going to say, you know, hey, boss, come on up. Come on up, you know. I know it was very clear that Greg was supposed to do something with his life. I made it clear. I gave him signs. I gave him all the indication. But then he said, you know what? He didn't know if he should do it. He should check with you first. Folks, what that is that is a victim mindset. Victims are those who lay in bed, blame, excuses, and denial. Those are people who feel very frustrated in life because they have granted their power, they've given all their energy, all their ownership of their lives to somebody else. And as a result, they do feel frustrated. They feel like they are disempowered individuals. And when you are a disempowered individual who crowdsources your life and asks what everyone else thinks you should do before you do it, folks, not only is that slavery, not only is that imprisonment, but it is a clear sign that you will not get the followers, you will not get the leadership positions, you will not get the places of influence because people do not want to follow others who can't understand how to lead their own lives. Leadership says, hey, follow me because I know where I'm going. I don't have all the answers, but follow me because I am leading my life well. But when you crowdsource your life, you're not leading your life well. That means you don't know where you're going. And people sit around and say, why would I follow this person? I already don't know where I'm going. Why would I follow somebody else who doesn't know where they're going? So folks, I'm fired up. And I think we're going to call this don'tcrowdsourceyourlife.com. Maybe it's already taken. Who knows? It might lead to some crazy domain name. I need to check it. But bottom line is, folks, my heart really was just what would you say? Empathizing, sympathizing, sorrowful, broken. I just felt so bad for these people because I know what Greg needs. He knows what he needs. Beth knows what she needs. These people know what they need, but they're scared to make a decision, and so they delegate it. They delegate their lives away to somebody else because they don't trust themselves. They've been conditioned to think, you know what, I don't know what I believe. I don't know how to make decisions. So folks, I want to encourage you to not be like that. When you've been praying about something, when you've been asking God for something and he gives you the clear path. Yes, there is a gap. There's always a gap. There's a gap between being where you presently are and knowing where you need to go. And that gap is called growth. And don't try to sidestep that growth path by giving your decision and your power to somebody else. This is Carrie Oberbrunner, Igniting Souls. If you've just jumped on today, text IGNITER to 33444 and you will, my friends, be led to take the free Igniting Souls assessment where you can find out if you are a soul on fire. Thanks so much. If you found this helpful, share it with somebody else because we need more decision makers in life, more people who take ownership of their own lives and don't let others determine their own destination. See you soon, folks. Episode 40. Again, jump on whatever, iTunes, and give a shout out if you want a review. Fantastic. And I like to read those. And just follow me on Twitter. I'd love to follow you. And let me know what you're doing. You know, I love to hear people who are lighting it up and just being souls on fire. Recently, you know, there's a group called Design Outreach that is helping under-resourced people. And, hey, I'm going to be speaking at their event, just donating my services there here in June. And just really excited about all they're doing. So don't curse the darkness. Light a candle. I know that might be a cliche, but look, folks, I am so sick of people curse in the darkness. Just go on Facebook, Twitter, whatever. You'll see it all the time. Why don't we light some candles? Why don't we create some goodness in the world instead of just sitting up on our hobby horses and just saying what's wrong with everything? So fantastic people. Let's be those people this week. Again, don't take this episode as me just being on a rant. It's not. It's me saying you have what it takes. Now go out and live your life and own it. Talk to you soon. Carrie Oberbrunner, Igniting Souls Podcast, Episode 40.
You're listening to the Igniting Souls Podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. devoted to helping you become a soul on fire.